It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
Well, we've just experienced Boulder's snowiest February on record, and that came on the heels of our third snowiest December on record. That's in 130 years. So we finally got kind of a sunny, warm day, and most of the snow and ice seems to have melted. So we've come out here to Shadow Canyon in the Boulder Mountain Park, looking for signs, any signs at all, of approaching spring.
This is a mud-luscious and puddle-wonderful day, as E.E. Cummings would say. We're wading through mud puddles and crunching through some, almost slipped there. Very slushy snow.
That was a canyon wren right here against the old Dunn stone farmhouse. It was just perched in the sun as we walked off. It sort of whistled its way down to the ground. It's probably just easing up from the south and resting here by the stream, and it'll head up into the Flatirons to nest here in a week or two.
This is a three-leaf sumac, also called lemonade bush. You can see the buds on it. I mean, they're really tight, but spring is curled up inside these buds, just ready in a few weeks to unfurl. There is something greening up right here.
They have flower buds on it. It's a little geranium. And it's growing right under a rock where it can get lots of sun. And it's just getting ready to open up. And we're seeing almost a carpet of new green leaves. These leaves have been sitting under the snow for 4 weeks. That's such a soothing sound. The ice just broke out here on South Boulder Creek just this morning. And we've had everything frozen up here for more than a month, and now it's completely ice-free. Oh, there's a dipper calling in the creek. We can't see it, but we can hear its harsh whistling call as it wends its way upstream. They're headed up to the mountains where they will build their nests under overhanging banks or bridges crossing South Boulder Creek.
Even when there's a foot of snow on the ground and the wind is howling at 40 miles per hour, we know that spring is just temporarily hiding. In a week or so, holly grapes and spring beauties will be blooming along this trail, and meadowlarks will be singing.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.